New Year, Isaac.
Thank you, Mr. Sheffield.
Oh, Maxwell, look at the poster I had made to convince Margot to do our show, Marie Antoinette. Now, listen, when she gets here, I don't want any screw-ups.
What are you doing?
I'm sniffing for Alberto VO5, Top Ramen, anything that reeks of Nanny Fine.
I told you, she's out of the house.
Okay, okay. Oh, look, I had them paint on Margot's trademark mole. Isn't it amazing how one bodily imperfection can make someone famous?
Then you should be known worldwide.
Maxwell, have you noticed how calm the house is without Nanny Fine here? No one to get in the way or make a scene.
Miss Langton. Margot. You've met my associate, C.C. Babcock.
Oh, yes, we lunched at Spargo. I adored her. Is she here?
That's me, Margot.
Now, about my co-star. I was thinking about that delicious Lopez boy from Saved by the Bell.
What is he, 18? Next to him, you'll look less French.
Maxwell, darling, do something. Your gardener is gawking at me.
Would you excuse me a minute? There's a wandering Jew on the terrace that needs transplanting.
Are you insane? What are you doing?
Don't you push me!
What, Michael? Lang is inside.
What?
Wait!
Oh, hello, Miss Marlowe.
Miss Fine!
Your famous mole. Where is it?
What?
Here it is.
She was walking in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, CC.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such what a thing.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing. Named Fran.
This is Cindy Adams from New York, and have I got dirt for you. A certain Park Avenue butler signed a $3 million book deal, and here's how he did it.
It's fine!
Would you excuse us, please? I'd like a word alone with Ernest.
You had to meet her in person. My telephoto lens and parabolic dish weren't good enough for you.
I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to scream. I just want to have a conversation like rational, mature adults.
With me?
Now, we both know what the most important thing in a relationship is, don't we?
Forgiveness.
No. Trust! Trust is the most important thing! Do you realize Margot Lang has one of the most recognizable faces in the world because of that mole? Can you imagine what would happen if word got out it were fake?
Well, excuse me, but are you implying that I cannot keep this thing a secret?
Oh, come on, Miss Fine. The only secret safe with you is your age. Barry Sheck and a whole drum of sodium pentothal couldn't drag that out.
Look, I find it very hurtful that you think that I have nothing better to do than to pass idle gossip.
Who cares if a fakakta mole is a fake? Big deal.
I was just trying to lighten up the conversation. I know you tend to get nervous when you have to go to the doctors.
I'm not scared of the examination.
I'm talking about getting weighed. Now, did you write down all the stuff you ate yesterday like the doctor asked you to? Let me see. You did really well. I'm proud of you. Look at this. Oprah gained back all the weight. Oh, that poor girl. Oh. Oh, 1989. Well, look who's on the cover.
Again with her. So, Margot Lang's mole is fake. Who cares?
Huh?
Who's gonna hear, Liz Smith? Meanwhile, I had 6 moles taken off my back. You didn't care. You didn't even send a card.
Excuse me, do you mind if I sit here? There's a draft.
No, not at all. Meanwhile, you smell delicious. What have you got on?
Thank you. It's called gossip. Take mine.
That's very nice of you. Thanks.
Don't get too chummy. You're in a doctor's office. You never know what somebody's got.
So tell me, what do you do? A gorgeous gal like you. Act, model, what?
I'm just a housewife.
Sylvia, Dr. Hirsch is ready for you.
Oh,
hi, Sylvia. Hi, Fran. How you doing? Okay.
It's nice to see you.
That young lady. She looks so familiar to me.
You know Maxwell Sheffield, the Broadway producer?
Yeah.
That's his nanny. Can you believe? 5 years she's working for him, still hasn't proposed.
Cancel my appointment. It's Cindy. Scrap my segment. I'm reshooting, and I want it on tonight. Oh, you better speak!
Well, the thing is, Ma absolutely has to lose weight, so we can't keep food in the house anymore. Help me scoff back some of this Godiva.
Friend, you can't control what your mother eats. She doesn't live here. When did she move out?
I'm so glad that I don't have a weight problem. I can eat anything I want. Pizza, ice cream.
You know, me too. Candy, cake.
Must be in our genes.
Meanwhile, when Ma was your age, she was thinner than both of you.
Maxwell! Maxwell! The Gossip Channel is going to plug our Marie Antoinette musical.
Oh, mazel tov.
Now, Margot is so willing to do it, despite the incident. We just have to keep her real happy.
In Los Angeles, Rob McCormick. And in New York, Cindy Adams.
Who is that?
Cindy Adams, they're calling.
Cindy Adams from New York. Oh, I know her. Big news from the Great White Way involving the latest from Too Handsome for Words producer Maxwell Sheffield.
She's the only columnist I respect.
Starring in his next outing is none other than the queen of the beauty marks, Margot Lang.
Oh, now I know where I know her from.
Well, kiddies, I've got a little outing of my own to do. The mole is fake. And this comes straight from Maxwell Sheffield's nanny.
Miss Fine! Freeze!
Do you hate me? Is that what it is? Are you trying to get back at me for backpedaling in our relationship? Is that what this is all about?
No. This is a personality disorder. Yeah, it's, you know, when you watch your mother frying up your Mr. Potato Head, it scars you.
You know, you're my kryptonite. That's what you are. You're the only thing that can hurt me. Not the critics, not the Actors Union, not the bloody IRS.
Kryptonite. And the stuff that could hurt Superman.
Who the hell cares?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Sheffield. I was just telling Ma in confidence. I mean, who knew that Cindy Adams was the one that would give me this perfume? Gossip by Cindy Adams.
Miss Fine, you remember our conversation about trust?
Yeah, why?
Well, you realized you and I cannot have a relationship if I can't trust you. Now it seems fairly obvious. I can't.
Never seen Mr. Sheffield so upset. He was dead serious. He hates me. He reviles me. I wouldn't be surprised if he never talked to me again. Oh, this is gonna set the engagement way back.
Has anyone noticed how I haven't touched the cake?
Yeah, Ma, you're doing really good. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, Val, did you taste these double chocolate brownies stuffed with cheesecake centers?
Please, I'm still working on this cannoli. Mm. It's got chips.
Let me taste.
Let me have a knife.
Why, Ma, you're not going to cheat, are you?
For my wrists.
Sylvia, my mother joined the diet center and she has lost 120 pounds. Another 50 and she can start sleeping upstairs again.
What are you digging for, Ma?
I'm making sure I remembered my phone. Sammy's calling me from Florida and I don't want to miss him.
Oh, I just can't believe what I did to poor Margot Lane. There's got to be a way that I can help Mr. Sheffield out of this jam.
Well, Fran, why don't you just go to her and beg her for mercy? You know, tell her what you did to Elton John and to Elizabeth Taylor.
And to Cher. And to Bette Midler. Lamb chop. Well, this would pale by comparison, really.
If no one is going to have any more of the cake, I'm going to put it away.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Out of sight, out of mind.
Smart, you, man. Very smart.
Sometimes I wonder where those two nuts came from. Hello.
Magda, ouvrez la porte, s'il vous plaît. Magda, la porte.
Magda, the dog walker's back!
Good boy, good boy! Well, there's good news and bad news. The good news is Boo Boo did his business. The bad news is he did it in there.
You assassin!
Oh, Miss Lang, I don't blame you for being angry at me.
Where's that 45 automatic Chuck Heston gave me?
Please, if you'll just give me a minute of your time.
What? Finish me off? Okay. Fake, 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 fake. Now, get out.
Ooh, fake?
Real.
Oh, That's what fake will get you. Like, please, this is all my fault. Don't take it out on Mr. Sheffield and quit his play.
Do you honestly think I'm going to show my face on a Broadway stage? I won't even leave this apartment.
So what are you going to do, live in exile? Let the sun shine in. This is yesterday's news. Nobody cares about that. Anywho, you know, I have this great idea that would just turn this whole negative into a positive. Oh, please, please, Miss Lang, if you'll just hear me out, I will do anything.
Fine. Clean up after the puppy.
Sheffield, do I have exciting news for you?
I know. I've just got off the phone with Margot. She's back in my show. Now, how on earth did you do it?
Oh, well, Margot swore me to secrecy. You know, one slip of the tongue can ruin it. I cannot speak to a living soul about it.
Wait. Are you telling me you don't trust me? I thought we had a relationship.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. We've got a relationship, but only when it's convenient for you. I could live with that. Let me tell you, here it is. We are going to market artificial Margot Lane beauty marks and sell it on the internet.
Oh, come on, you can tell me.
That's it. And I thought of it all by myself.
That I believe.
Look at you with your big head sitting around drooling. Put a toupee on you. You could be my father.
You know, Margot, I don't like kids any more than you do, but it's history. Mm-hmm. Marie and Louis had two children. We can't just get rid of them.
What about a plague? Weren't there plagues back then?
Hey, partner, I've got some great marketing ideas to run by ya. Oh,
marketing ideas? Didn't you read this morning's Wall Street Journal?
No, but how funny was the Wizard of Id this morning?
My dear, Cody came out with a fake beauty mark. Someone stole our idea.
Oh, no. You mean there's a mole in our mole organization?
Those are the breaks, darling.
So you mean that's it? All our hopes and dreams just went down the drain?
Well, just yours. I'm up for the role of succubus queen on Xena, warrior princess.
Niles, where's Miss Fine?
She hasn't been out of a room all day. Poor thing's been going out of her mind trying to decide who blabbed and sabotaged her dream. What's that?
Soup.
For whom?
Miss Fine.
Where'd you get it?
I made it.
You blabbed, didn't you?
Oh, Niles, I was at the Friar's Club with Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner. They're so bloody funny. I was desperate for an amusing anecdote.
So you're sitting with the men who wrote the classic 2,000-year-old man routine, and you tried to wow them with the mole story.
All right. Just drop it, would you, Niles? What am I going to do about it? This was her dream, Niles. She was so excited about this cosmetics business, I went and ruined the whole thing by opening my big mouth. Oh, there's just no way I can make this up to her.
Well, you could propose.
Oh, would you get serious, Niles? Just get off that track, would you? And finally, once in your life, come up with something I could actually use.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, I'm so miserable. I keep trying to think. Who would do this to me?
Marry me?
It was you! You blabbed and you think that by proposing it's gonna make up for it? Well, you thought right, baby. Wait till you hear.
I heard.
Oh, talk about great. I mean, if I hadn't washed off Margot Lang's mole, we never would have gone into business together. Mr. Sheffield never would have blabbed, and he never would have... He never would...
What?
Oh, Niles. Who am I kidding here? I don't want a proposal from a man out of guilt. Oh, God, 12 generations of fine women just rolled over. Oh, but that's no way for us to start our lives together.
But I don't understand. Isn't this what you've been working for?
It is, isn't it? Oh, but I want him to ask me because he can't imagine his life without me. Because he really means it. I kind of think I deserve that.
So, you're actually going to let him out of it?
Yeah, I am. Oh, oh boy, have I come a long way, huh?
There you are. Come on, Niles, why don't you crack open a bottle of champagne? Let's celebrate.
Hmm? Oh, you mean that proposal out there? I didn't take that seriously. I just wanted to see you sweat.
What?
Oh, you know, you should have seen the look on your face when I said yes. It's just about as good as the look on my face when I tell her I said no. Why don't we just forget the whole thing ever happened, huh? Mm.
Well, once again, you managed to get yourself out of it.
Yes, only this time I'm not quite sure I really wanted to.
Shmooey, I'm so proud of my little silver look. You're doing so good with your diet.
Yeah, Sylvia, I gotta say, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
The Halliwell sisters are pretty fed up with their powers, so is this the moment for them to be tempted to give them up? Charmed, I'm sure, in a couple of minutes.